I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday aid agencies must be given access to help the people of Sudan amid more fighting in the country despite a supposed truce.
We remain gravely concerned about the unfolding humanitarian situation in Sudan, including rapidly deteriorating humanitarian condition. This widespread violence compounds an already dire situation.
Sudan's warring military factions agreed to a new and longer seven-day ceasefire starting Thursday, neighbor and mediator South Sudan said, even as more airstrikes and shooting in the Khartoum capital region undercut their latest supposed truce. UN humanitarian officials said Tuesday any and all ceasefires in Sudan need to be enforced for the sake of the people in the war-torn country who need aid. And the spokesperson for the office urged the global community to donate to UN humanitarian organizations and their partners operating in Sudan. Serbian police say a teenage boy has opened fire in a school in central Belgrade, killing eight children and the school guard. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Police say they received a call about the shooting in the primary school around 8:40 Wednesday morning. They arrested the suspect, who was a seventh-grade student. The statement added that the boy apparently opened fire with his father's gun. Police identified the shooter by his initials, KK. The statement said he was a student at the school and was born in 2009. He was arrested in the schoolyard, according to police. Six more children and a teacher were injured. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The man accused of shooting to death five of his neighbors in the U.S. state of Texas has been captured, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The suspect is in custody.
At a news conference carried by KTRK, San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says the search for 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa ended Tuesday when authorities received a tip to his location, a home near Houston about 20 miles from where the shooting occurred.
He was caught hiding in a closet underneath some laundry.
Oropesa is accused of shooting to death five neighbors, including a 9-year-old boy and his mother, after neighbors asked him to go farther away if he was going to fire rounds in his yard because it was keeping a baby awake. Authorities say Oropesa then went over to the neighbor's house with the baby and began shooting. Authorities say he's being charged with five counts of murder and bond is set at $5 million. I'm Donna Warder.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is sending additional troops to the border with Mexico as the end of pandemic policies on May 11th is expected to cause a surge in migrants. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
Officials in Washington announced Tuesday an additional active duty 1,500 troops will be sent to augment the 2,500 National Guard members providing border protection support. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the action allows Border Patrol and Customs officers to focus on law enforcement while the troops do administrative tasks.
They will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with immigrants or migrants.
The deployment is expected to last 90 days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's foreign ministry has denied a U.S. request for a consular visit to an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal who was jailed on espionage charges. The ministry said on Thursday that it rejected the request for the May 11th visit in retaliation for the U.S. refusing to grant visas to Russian journalists who plan to accompany Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on a trip to the U.N. Singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has died at the age of 84. A cause of death was not given. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
If you could read my mind.
Gordon Lightfoot's early jobs were at a bank, delivering linens, and as a square dancer on TV. He was living in a condemned building when he met fellow musician Ronnie Hawkins and became part of the folk scene in Toronto.
Every highway.
Lightfoot's hits include Carefree Highway, Sundown, If You Could Read My Mind, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Lightfoot once said he took situations and wrote poems about them.
The legend lives on.
Lightfoot had planned to tour even this year. He had played more than 1,500 concerts.
This is VOA News.